Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load 'em up, boys. We're taking crackers when you need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Waiting to see if we got our guy here. In the meantime, I've been watching this stuff with okay, hang on a second. Now I get to text my guest. So everybody bear with me, please. We are calling Dan. Anyway, I was not a big fan of the stimulus in 2009, simply because of the way we had come to this point, because this occurred, this got this way under Bill Clinton's watch. There were so many rules relaxed and everything. Okay, now we got Dan. Okay, so put a pin in that. We'll cover that in the next hour. Joining us now for our weekly recap with the truth about guns is the editor in chief, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Sorry, I'm tardy.
Well, do you have a written excuse from a parent, a parental figure?
I don't. I have to plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth? Okay. I like it. So, what has lit up your eyesight as you've been watching the stuff come across your desk this week and last week?
Gosh, well, I guess the biggest news lately has been that horrible shooting in Canada.
Yeah, that particular pilgrim, he disguised himself as a police officer, didn't he?
Yeah, this is doesn't sound like somebody who just snapped. He apparently went to all kinds of trouble and preparation before doing what he did, dressing like a cop, tricking out his car like a police cruiser. It's difficult to fight something like that.
Now, has anybody asked the question how gun control would have stopped that one?
No. I don't know how. I haven't heard anything about how he got his gun, what type of gun he used. Obviously, Canadian gun control is much more strict than as ours. I'm sure that will all come out in the fullness of time. But, no, I can't imagine how gun control would have stopped something like this. Because if somebody went to that much trouble to disguise himself and make up a car to look like a Nova Scotia cruiser, I would expect that he would go to all kinds of trouble to get a firearm, too, if that's really what he wanted.
So do we know... When all of this started and everything, and they started slamming stuff down in Canada, was there a lot of panic gun buying at that time?
There was a significant amount. I actually talked to the president of the National Firearms Association of Canada week, and it wasn't nearly as pronounced as it was here, and the process is more involved up there, but people are buying guns up there.
I've seen articles where people are writing about certain things, and I saw, and I want to talk to you about this one too, but not right now. But a lot of people are looking at, and they're really looking at the panic buying that happened here, and saying to themselves, "Oh, this is really bad."
Well, no, it's freaking out all the right people. So, you know, people on our side are. Couldn't be happier about it. More people who own firearms, and more potential people who will want to defend the right to own firearms. That's always a good thing.
Well, I just I find that when they're comparison, what is the comparison to us as far as in Canada? How many gun do we know? How many guns are in Canada? I mean,
I wish I had those statistics. I don't. I'm sure I could get them maybe for another show, but. Long guns are fairly easily purchased up there. Handguns, not so much. And I don't know what the process is, if at all, for getting a carry license, but I doubt very many people have that up there.
Well, my question would be, what kind of long guns are they able to buy? Like are AR-15s banned up there or no?
Yeah, I think it's mostly shotguns and bolt-action rifles, but there may be some semi-automatics as well. Again, I wish I knew more about the laws up there off the top of my head. We have that kind of information. I just don't know that, unfortunately. I apologize.
You know, you can't know everything I ask you. That's if you did, I'd start getting spooked. I'd be like, we need to have Zimmerman exorcised. He knows way too much about what's going on. What did Trudeau say after this, or has he put out a statement?
I only heard the standard thoughts and prayers so far and how horrible this is, which of course it is. I mean, the most recent total I heard was at least 18 people, because apparently this went on for 12 hours, and he not only did he shoot some people, but then he burned the homes of some of the people that he attacked, and I think it's a matter of sifting through the wreckage, find everybody who's maniac killed, so they're still doing that.
That kind of thing. Was this in a housing subdivision or something, or where was this at? I don't know about the location.
It actually was in a number of locations in the town, which I think is a small suburb of Halifax. If I read that correctly. So,
right.
Yeah, he did it in more than one location, and it took place over as many as 12 hours. It started last night, or I think it was night before last, and went into the early the next morning before the police finally cornered him at a gas station where he killed some people, and he was shot there.
What kind of weapon did he have? Was it just a sidearm, or did he have a long gun? Or?
I have looked and looked and looked, and none of that information has been released yet. I think
that would be interesting to know. That would be interesting to know, because unless there are so few guns for self-defense in Canada that a 9mm would allow him to do that kind of thing. Are the cops armed? Is the RCMP and the local cops, are they armed in Canada?
They are very much armed. They are. And it doesn't take much of a firearm to be effective against disarmed people.
Yeah.
The percentage of people carrying with firearms in Canada, to my knowledge, is significantly less than they are down here.
We're headed into the first break. You can find this stuff that I'm talking about right now, probably still on the front page, at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. You guys printed a link and parts of an article from the New Republic, which I found to be very entertaining.
It was entertaining, wasn't it?
And now, I actually know one of the people at Machine Gun Vegas, BB Noise, that they quoted in the article and everything else. And, you know, I found it interesting that he zeroed in on that in Vegas.
That they zeroed in on Machine Gun Vegas or on Machine Gun Vegas's view of firearm ownership? Or how the New Republic wants to regulate guns.
Well, I mean, they make the point that the NFA has pretty much eradicated machine guns out of the hands of, except for very few people, very few hardcore collectors with a lot of money and everything else.
Right.
And you can only find them in places like Machine Gun Vegas, where you can buy a package.
Pretty much, and
go in there and shoot all kinds of fully automatic weapons. And, I just found that all quite entertaining. They did admit a few things I noticed, but that was the left. This buying of guns has really upset them. This panic buying, hasn't it?
Yeah, it freaks them out to no end, which is what I think motivated this New Republic piece. New Republic actually used to be a very entertaining and noteworthy periodical until it was bought by one of the founders of Facebook 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I can't remember exactly. And they ruined it. And he since dumped it. They've noticed everybody buying guns, and they think it's time to regulate quote unquote assault weapons. And they love the model that they see under the National Firearms Act. And they note that after the Las Vegas shooting, of course, the ATF waved its regulatory wand and created machine guns out of pieces of plastic in bump stocks. And they figured, well, let's do the same thing with assault weapons. And then the only place that most people will be able to buy or to shoot so-called assault weapons is in places like Machine Gun Vegas, where you get to go and pay $200 to pick out a gun and shoot it for 15 minutes.
Yeah. BB told me the same thing that she said in that article, which is most people like you and I don't go to a place like that, do we?
No. No, I've shot machine guns and regular ranges and things like that, but you're right. I mean, they're expensive. You've got to have somebody who has a certain license to own one, and it's not an easy process, and that's pretty much the anti-gun left's dream of how guns should be regulated in this country.
Yeah, well, I mean that's a pipe dream, though. I know you don't go this direction, but I talk to some people that get out there and they're like, you know what would happen if we lose the Senate and lose the House and the presidency? Well, I guess you better be getting out there and voting then, hadn't you? You better be out there campaigning, getting active and all this other fun stuff. That's what you better be doing.
Yeah,
before you start worrying about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Elections have consequences.
Yeah, they do.
And this is why we vote. We saw what happened in 2008. When not enough people came out and voted, and we saw what happened in 2016 when people did come out and vote, and
saw what happened in Virginia when they didn't come out and vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not voting is sort of abdicating, and I just can't handle that. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. But
I feel I'm kind sur- of. I'm,
Yeah.
I was just saying, I feel kind of honored because I don't know if you noticed, but right at the end of that New Republic article, they linked to us because back in after the Las Vegas shooting, they came out in favor of stricter laws on civilian-owned firearms. Machine Gun Vegas did.
Right.
They issued a statement saying that they believe we believe that responsible gun ownership is attainable through the application of common sense. More stringent vetting and background checks dramatically increase mandatory sentencing for gun offenses and increase testing standards for gun owners. In other words, and we called them out on it at the time.
Right.
Because basically that's good for Machine Gun Vegas business. The more guns that are restricted and can't be used by the general public, the more guns they can have and keep in their little museum or whatever it is in their range and charge people to come and shoot, which is kind of a mercenary kind of view of gun ownership. But whatever, I'm sure it makes them a lot of money.
Well, I know that they called a lot of grief over that. That's probably what they were linking to, because I noticed I clicked the link to the New Republic article and read it in its nauseating entirety, and they were talking about, yes, they got a lot of grief the last time, because they, while no one else there in Vegas did it, they stood up and called for more common sense. Except, you know, one of the things they don't point out, and when they were... I know, you know what, we'll pick this up on the other end. I don't want to lose this because I'm still stymied by the whole way the whole Vegas incident just went away.
Yeah, but still doesn't sit well with really anyone.
I mean, on the one hand, everybody get out there and say it's the highest total of any gun-fueled rampage, or as they would call it, spree shooter or whatever, you know, a mass killing, whatever. The biggest one ever. And yet, they still swept it under the rug really, really, really quick. But anyway, for those of you that like this kind of stuff that we're talking about, that we talk about every time he comes on the show, this is all coming from the page, thetruthaboutguns.com, which is actually probably thick enough now. The pages probably could be sewed into a leather-bound volume about 4.5 feet thick now after all this time. 10 years, right? 10 years?
10 years and counting.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is amending the Senate schedule to set up a Tuesday meeting. The Tuesday meeting will give the chamber a chance to pass a deal on the interim coronavirus relief bill and provide more money for small business loans in the popular Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats have been holding up the bill, and according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy,
We had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now trying to keep their doors open. Last week we watched 5 million people, new numbers for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
President Trump holding his daily coronavirus task force briefing, and at the closing bell, the Dow lost 592 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, I know you don't know right off the top of your head, but I'm still stymied by some of these gun control activists keep going back to Las Vegas because of what happened at Mandalay Bay, but we still don't know anything about what happened at Mandalay Bay besides there's a lot of things we don't know that are sort of important things to know.
No, I think we know more about aliens in Roswell, New Mexico than we know about the most deadly mass shooting in U.S. history. Other than the guy's name, what did we know about this person in terms of motives, background, you know, almost nothing. And it's just extremely strange. I mean, I hate to sound like a tinfoil hat person, but it's just no other mass shooting in this country has ever been treated the way this one has. It just dropped off everyone's radar, other than the gun controllers. It wasn't on TV for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we didn't get the full full explanation of who he was, and talked to everybody who knew him his whole life, and how he was such a quiet man, and you know, he would never hurt a fly, and or he was always a problem, and he'd been crazy his whole life, and everybody was said, you know, if somebody was ever going to snap, it was going to be him. We got none of that. All we knew is that he was a gambler, and he'd been buying he bought guns for years because he liked guns or something like that.
Have you ever seen the older Charles Bronson movie where Donald Pleasance calls somebody up on the phone and says some poem to them about miles before you sleep, it snows so deep, and all this other stuff, and then they become a sleeper agent, and they go up and blow up all kinds of infrastructure. It's almost like that guy was that kind of person.
Really? Oh, that sounds very Manchurian candidate. Like, no, I have not seen that movie.
You should check it out. The one thing, now, you know, they never tested, the ATF never tested the guns. They never took the guns that he used and tested them to see if he'd done anything to them besides put bump stocks on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think we'd get the full rectal examination of all the guns and exactly what kind each one was and how they've been modified or not modified. And yeah, it's just all very strange. And, you know, at this point, I don't know what you do about that. Somebody doesn't want anybody to know what was going on there, and they've done a wonderful job of making sure that nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean,
and a I lot know of that sounds very Alex Jones, but I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, a guy had 23 guns up there. He didn't need 23 guns to carry out that little operation of his.
No, he needed like what, two?
Two
cops? Yeah.
And he had 23 guns that were, or what, 15 or 16 that were bump stock modified. I think he had some AR-10s, which would actually have been the gun that I would have, if, you know, that has a little bit more range than 5.56. And he was having to lob rounds, wasn't he? I mean, this was sort of him taking mortar shots.
Yeah, I mean, he was horribly effective as he was. But, yeah, he thank God he didn't have the most effective tools he could have had or used them in the most effective way. It would have been even worse than it was.
Well, I'd really like to know how many people after the initial 2 minutes, I'd like to know how many people died due to gunshots after that, because I think after that crowd dispersed and he didn't have a big mass of teeming people to shoot at, he probably wasn't hitting anybody after that.
Yeah, and it sounds like he was really just spraying rounds around the area, apparently shooting across the way at those tanks in the airfield. And the fuel tanks, I know those, they were hit as well. I haven't gone back and reread everything we wrote at the time and all the...
Those fuel tanks at the airport are a long way away for that shot.
I know. I've driven past that dozens of times and looked at that distance. That is hundreds of yards. That's a long way. I mean, they're huge targets. I don't know if he was trying to hit those things, if he thought he was going to ignite one of those. I don't know.
I thought he had a vehicle full of Tannerite that he wanted to ignite at the base of the fuel tanks. I thought I'd heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know that.
But I don't know what kind of rifle you would use to take a shot like that. It would not be an AR-15.
No.
I mean, they used to tell in the military at 500 meters, if you're looking at something at 500 meters with the M16 M4 in semi, I don't remember. I mean, you about have to aim like 20 feet above it.
Yeah, you do get a lot of bullet drop at that distance.
It's a crazy shot to take. I'm sure people know how to take it, but I just find that interesting. They go back to that one all the time, and it's always to get down to the bump stock part. That's the whole reason he wrote about that was they're making the correlation between the reimagination of what a bump stock was, which it's now a machine gun, three pieces of plastic or a machine gun. Who'd have thunk it? Only in America. And maybe we could do this with the AR-15 too, right? This is their little wish list they have. And
yeah, and that's the truly dangerous aspect of what the ATF was allowed to do, to wave their wand and designate a piece of plastic as a machine gun. And if you can designate a piece of plastic as a machine gun, how big a leap is it to designate a semi-automatic rifle as a machine gun, which can be, with the right parts, converted. It's very dangerous. And there's still cases winding their way through the courts, challenging that. And
yeah.
I am fairly optimistic they will succeed.
There's a few people
especially
that
given
are.
The current, yeah, especially given the current makeup of the court. And especially given the fact that they are looking at a number of cases involving Chevron deference and the ability of regulatory agencies to make law. And that all is muted or struck down, who knows what's going to happen. And I think that the bump stock decision may be overturned.
Now, the bump stock decision right now is just a regulation. It's not a law.
Correct.
And so it can be very easily done away with, although they can strike down a law, too. And in the Supreme Court, I understand that part of it. But I just find it really interesting, though, that especially the New Republic, which I didn't even know they were actually still a thing. I thought they'd sort of gone by the wayside. But, hey, I don't want people to lose their jobs, Dan, even if it's the New Republic.
You don't want those folks to have to learn to code?
Well, you know, maybe they should. Apparently there's supposed to be. I've heard Joe Biden says there's a whole lot of future in that one. But that's all beside the point. We're coming up on the next break, and this big article that you can go check out, you can check it out at thetruthaboutguns.com. I think it went up there today, as a matter of fact. So it's probably still on the front page. If not, it's on the page two. The front page changes quite often. Quite often. And we'll discuss something else from there when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
George Norrie in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com as we do the recap. And this just popped up. And first of all, we need to let's talk about the nurse, Sally, in Chicago. Dan, first of all, she has a permit to carry in the land of Lincoln. That deserves its own
applause.
It's
not as rare as it used to be.
Well, it still deserves applause. So I don't care. Anyway, let's talk about this lady, because apparently she has the full tools kit available at her disposal. She's figured out what it means to carry a gun and everything you got to do to go along with it.
Yeah, this is evidently an acquaintance of our writer, John Bach, who she's a nurse in downstate Illinois, and took a leave from her job there to go up and work a hospital in Cook County, which is having serious problems with the coronavirus. She's helping out. So she drove up to Chicago and was stopped at a light. They don't identify exactly where the city it was, but there were a couple of shall we say panhandlers going from car to car in front of her. And one person had a bucket he would hold up to the window, and the other person kept his hand inside his pocket, making it appear as though he had a gun. So they were collecting all kinds of money from the cars in front of her. And as they got closer and closer, she was concerned, and she didn't want to find out if he really did have a gun. So she pulled out her carry pistol and put it, apparently, from the description, John writes, just above the windshield so that when the, or just above her steering wheel,
yeah,
so that when they approached her car, they saw it and decided they would try something else and take off.
Now, I've seen guys take up money that way. There's always some veteran group that shows up with a bucket.
Yeah,
or,
I mean,
let me rephrase that. There's always some supposed veterans group that shows up with a bucket, but being in a car in a tight intersection is sort of a compromising situation, isn't it?
Yeah, especially, you know, if you pulled up close enough to the car in front of you where you can't pull out, and that's what most of us do unthinkingly, and I do it all the time, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
If the cars in front of you aren't going to move, the light's red, so you're held captive there. So when you get a panhandler or somebody like that, it comes up to your car, you can usually just wave them away and they'll move on. This guy wasn't doing that. These people were much more aggressive. And again, one of them was making it appear as if he might have a firearm in his pocket, and she did not want to know, or did not want to be in a position to have to find out if that was true or not. Now, she asked John after the fact if what she did was right. Technically, no. And if you're in Cook County, I don't think I'd want to be having to explain to a police officer, or certainly a prosecutor,
right,
why I pulled that firearm, because she had no way of knowing whether she was threatened. I don't think those two gentlemen had gotten to her car yet when she displayed the firearm. So she could, at a minimum, have been accused and charged with brandishing or whatever the equivalent law is in Cook County. So, yeah, it was legally questionable as to what she did. It was certainly effective. Those two took off, and off she went on her business, and hopefully she's there helping people with coronavirus right now. You know, it's one of those difficult situations that we can find ourselves in, and you've got to make a decision as to how to handle it.
Yeah, that part, I was wondering about that part. Here in South Carolina, if you pull a gun, that's brandishing, and I think that's a felony here. And then if you point a gun at someone, that's also a felony.
I guess it's probably technically assault, I suppose.
Yeah. And so if you pull a gun on someone, you had barely – but, see, I wonder – see, I've done that twice here in this state, and I never got turned in. And I think that's probably because both parties were trying to rob me at the time. I was a milkman running around in O-Dark 30, and the city I live in is a beautiful place during the daylight, completely different at night. And you know, that never resurfaced. And it makes me wonder, I've heard all these guys talk about, well, if you have to do that, you better call the cops and let them know right away. And, but criminals don't report somebody pulling a gun on them, do they?
Generally not. Now, I've heard the same thing. You don't want to be the second one to call the police and explain what happened. Because if that person, let's say they were collecting money for a church, some charitable group or something, and they run off and call 911 and say, you know, this woman driving this car with this license plate pointed a gun at me, they're going to run your car down and find you. And do you want to be the one to explain that? Now, in all likelihood, these two were up to no good. They knew it. They took off, and they're not likely to be two people who want any more interaction with the local PD than is necessary. So she's probably going to be fine, and I'm sure they didn't report it and never will. And it's probably exactly why you didn't end up being nobody dropped a dime on you when you pulled your firearm. I guess that's a chance you have to take, though.
It's a roll of the dice, but I mean, I've been asked more, and I'm sure you have too, by people that get out there and go, "How do you know when you need to pull your gun?" And I think it's a gut feeling.
Yeah, it's like the definition of pornography. You know it when you see it.
Yeah. I also, I mean, I enjoy a very low bar on imminent bodily danger or deadly assault or something because of the divot in my chest. So, for me, I have probably got a little more leverage in that particular part, but, I mean, there's a lot of things I do that I don't pull a gun to where I think sometimes in second thought that maybe I should have, but, you know, I didn't end up needing it or needing to show it. But what is the percentage? 98% of the time when a gun is drawn, they're going to do exactly like those guys did in the traffic jam?
Or higher, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I mean, there are millions of defensive gun uses in this country every year, and 99% of them or something never involve anyone pulling a trigger, thank goodness. You know, it's just usually just the display of a gun or the threat of a firearm is enough.
Let me do one real quick quick PSA that you might want to get in on, Dan. They were talking about these masks that are available at sunnyday.com.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually available. And
oh, really?
They're good masks, and I ordered some on the 16th and got them today.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, so I got plenty, because I'm figuring when they loosen everything up, one of the stipulations is going to be, okay, we're going to let everybody loose and open up the economy, but you got to wear a mask.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. I think you're right.
And some of these people that are making masks, they're making it out of the heaviest thing they can imagine, because they're like, can't let no germs get in, but that also keeps the oxygen from getting in too.
Yeah.
So it makes, yeah. So if you guys are listening to that Sunny Day ad, they're legit. They got them, and they're quick. 4 days in shipping. I ordered on Friday or Thursday last week and got them today. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we'll kick off just the usual rant as we do, simply because I'm feeling sort of saucy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.